Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The Bernstein and Harris Show.
This is much more fun.
What, the Midwest?
No, the radio. Hanging out with you, Dan, from 10 to 2 every day.
On Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
What goes through your mind when you think about the Jets chapter of your career?
I mean, gratitude, honestly. It's been the best 2 years of my life. And that's a perspective adjustment that happened, I think, at some point during the rehab process last year. But just the excitement, falling back in love with the game, getting to know these guys in here, getting to know the great men and women that work here. Been a lot of fun. You know, it's obviously on the field has been short of expectations, no doubt. But this game is more than just that. This game is about the relationships, about the things that really last longer than this, last longer than your health does, and last longer than your body being able to play. So I'm really thankful for the men and women I met.
That is Aaron Rodgers, four-time NFL MVP, a 20-year career in the league, but it may all come to a close tomorrow when the Jets take the field. And his last game could be his last game.
I hope so.
Coming up on Sunday when they face a Miami team that will be without Tua Tagovailoa, who's not expected to play.
Yeah, who are they starting? What's the guy's name?
Starts with a T.
No, it doesn't.
Doesn't it?
Isn't it like Smokey Bibbins or something?
Okay. Tyler Huntley.
No, it's not. I don't think it's Tyler Huntley.
It is Tyler Huntley.
I thought it was the other guy.
No, it's Tyler Huntley.
It's not what I read.
What did you read?
I read some name I didn't know.
Dan, you can't be believing everything that Ball Sack Sports says on Twitter.
Why not, though? I like Ball Sack Sports. Is that real?
I like other people. Oh. Yeah, that's like site that is always tweeting out news, and then they always get people.
Oh, okay. Then I don't like it. It's just fake Twitter. I just like the name.
That's the point.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I saw a name, Snoop Huntley. That's what I saw. Quarterback Snoop Huntley.
That's Tyler Huntley's nickname, Snoop.
Okay, I didn't know that he went by that.
I didn't know that he went by that either.
Okay, that's what
somehow
I saw.
Somehow I knew that right off. That I just remember seeing it a couple years back. And you know, I love Snoop Dogg, so I was like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Snoop Huntley. So it's not Smokey Bibbins. Okay.
We're going to get to the bottom of that.
I'm just making sure. Yeah, why is he called Snoop?
Snoop Huntley is called Snoop Huntley.
Because?
Why do they call him Snoop Huntley? It's a reference to Snoop Dogg. According to a Salt Lake Tribune story from 2017, a coach at Hallandale High School started calling Huntley Snoop because of his resemblance to the rap icon. I don't see it either. I've got to be honest with you. I don't see it. I don't see it. You know,
I got a lot of questions about this coach at Hallandale High now.
Maybe he was high when he made the proclamation.
Well, then that's just appropriate.
Yes. So what I do see, though, is the end.
Great.
The end.
I know
near.
He's never going to completely go away from our sports consciousness, but the sooner he gets further away, the better. Because he's just so full of crap. He's just so completely manipulative and full of crap. Just enough already.
So how will you remember him?
As the guy that just ripped the Bears' hearts out. That's how I'll remember him. And it has nothing to do with that. I'm not coming at this from a Meatball Bears fan thing. And he's great player. Hall of Fame player. Tremendous player.
Right.
But he's just so annoying.
Is it, if he wasn't good, would you be as annoyed with him?
No, because he'd be out of the league.
Yeah, but there's
plenty of talentless weirdos running around that don't pain my ass.
Okay, but what I'm saying is, take away the fact that he's 24-5 all time against the Bears.
Okay.
If he wasn't as good, though, his career probably would have been shorter, and he'd be a talking media talking head somewhere, if not having his own podcast and somewhere else. And then you'd really have to deal with him all the time.
So him being better means he might go further away?
Not even further away, because he might still end up being that
That's
guy.
That's what I mean.
But he would have already been that guy for, say, the last 10 years.
I get it. As long as he's not screaming at me.
I can't imagine him on a call. He's more of
like in a game?
Yeah, he's more. He's either studio host or just podcast.
And now there's speculation that Tom Brady might be done broadcasting. I saw that on an awful announcement.
His $300+ million contract.
Right. Yeah, why would you want the aggravation? I don't know. You're just so much money. Why would you want to? And he doesn't do the meetings because he's an owner. I don't know what the contract stipulates. I don't know if he could go to a desk. I don't know if he could just sort of pare down his responsibilities and still cash in.
I think he'd be more valuable in studio. I'm not going to.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bye.
Also, if you think about, and we will, tease Wall of Sound coming up at 125, we heard what Matt Bowen said earlier in the week about how difficult it is to remove yourself from the game of football.
When it's finally time to go.
And being on the ownership side of things for Tom Brady keeps him a little bit closer, probably, at least in his mind, than broadcasting. As we know, the rules are, because he is in this ownership of the Raiders, he cannot participate in the interviews in preparation for the broadcast and stuff like that.
I think the better question is, can an owner play for his team?
Yeah, wasn't Halas still a part owner when
that was a long time ago.
Well, you asked.
No, but I mean, today could Tom Brady be like, I'm the answer for the Raiders. Let's go.
No, there's rules to it, because you can't be you have to join the Players Association.
And you can't be in the Players Association.
Right, Jordan. When Jordan was with the Wizards, there was a whole thing that he had to step down and recertify it.
Oh, paperwork. You're right.
Yeah, I don't think as an owner you can just show up. Or like, what are the names? Who are Woody Johnson's kids? Frickin' Frack. No. What are their names?
The guys doing Madden ratings. Right. As the basis of whether
Brick Johnson,
Brick, and Brack.
Who are your favorite? Do you love Woody Johnson's kids?
No.
Or Chad and Mark Moore? Who do you love more?
Same thing.
Right? It's the same vibes, but I'm saying, who do you, I guess, not love more? Who do you despise more?
I think Woody Johnson's kids grow into the Chads eventually. But they're probably not smart enough, actually. They're probably not smart enough, because the Chads are, like Ivy League educated and, studied overseas. And usually you get these sort of, blue blood upper class twit fail sons.
Well, Brick can buy himself an Ivy League friend to advise him on all things that need to be advised.
That's fair.
Brick Johnson. It's the kid at boarding school.
I'm not going to make fun of the kid. He's a kid. I'm making fun of the adults who listen to the kids and say the Madden rating is what we should be going by. We're making real life NFL decisions. Franchise mode has not gotten that good. Okay?
It's wild. I was watching Jason play Madden last night. It was an older version of Madden that he says is more fun than the new version of Madden. And he was just getting sacked every single time. And what? I was standing behind and just heckling him. I'm like, call out a protection. Do effing something. You're getting killed, man.
Do you have an answer? Do you have like a reason why he was getting sacked every time?
Well, it depends on how old the Madden is. But up until a year or two ago, you couldn't change the protection settings. You could call extra people, like you could have your tight end block instead of going out of the route, but you couldn't slide the protection one way or another.
Whatever he needed to do, like call a timeout to do something, you're getting clobbered. Like, stop it. He's like, no, this is not going well for me. Like, all right.
But yeah, Aaron Rodgers' time is coming to an end. I know that makes you very happy, Dan. Me, I don't really care. He doesn't bother me. He's just out here.
No, the kids are not Brock and Spack.
Brick and Jack.
Brick and Jack. Brock Spack is the head coach of Illinois State football. Brock Johnson and Spack Johnson. I love it.
I just...
And wait a second. How many wives is this for Woody Johnson? Isn't he too old to have kids this young?
Sir, I think you're never too old as a man.
Al Pacino wanted me to tell you. Robert De Niro wanted me to tell you.
I mean, it's crazy.
He's only 77.
Yeah, but Woody Johnson's 77. Did he have these kids when he was 60?
That math lines up.
Put it back in your pants.
He's only he has five children.
Woody.
He has been married twice.
Woody. Come on, Woody. Take it easy. Put it away.
I wonder how old his wife is. Let me look.
Wife two?
Yeah, wife number two.
The sequel?
Not the sequel. Yeah, the sequel. It's like when they made the first Incredible Hulk and then they changed the Hulk, Edward Norton.
If you like wife one, you'll love wife
two. Oh, that's the new Aunt Viv.
Arriaga, Arriaga 2, and Barriaga.